So, thanks for joining us after that, Tom. What's your thoughts after that?
First half, absolute country mile off. Nowhere near every single one of us. On the ball, not good enough. When we tried to turn them, we didn't go long enough. It was a bad performance first half. I thought it was miles better second half. Went back to a three. I thought we looked more comfortable on the ball, created a lot more chances. But all round, not good enough today.
I mean, when we did go back to the three, I think we can agree we had a much better second half.
Yeah.
What was the thinking with the formation that we went with into this game?
A couple of weeks back, we thought we'd change it because we thought people were figuring his out a little bit, playing the three at the back. Started circulating around that we played a three, so we thought we needed to change it. Obviously, we've had a few suspensions and things like that, and so different personnel means you can't always play that shape that you want to do because people are playing miles out of position. So we felt like we needed a change. Maybe that's a bit of a learning curve for us boys. We should have just kept going what we were doing, and we were doing well, beating the teams up there. It's one of them ugly games again that we've struggled to come out with any points, so it's something that we really need to look at. I just feel like we've lost a little bit of heart, a little bit of desire, a little bit of wanting to go score goals, believing in ourselves, believing that we can go score goals. These are the same sort of lads that have beaten Harrogate's and Salford's, and we don't become a bad team overnight. So we've just had a big chat in the change rooms now, and hopefully that'll turn our corner and we'll get back to winning ways next week.
It's true to say the work rate's there, the endeavours there. Yeah. I think watching the game from where we were this afternoon gives us a really good opportunity to watch it up high, and the one thing that was very noticeable was how disjointed the team were. Certainly in that first 45 minutes there was no real cohesion. The players in the middle of the park were very compact and were getting in front of each other and behind each other. The lack of quality of passing was very evident. We know you changed that in the second half into that 3-5-2, and it's nice to hear the fact that you've stated that possibly we need to go back to that because it was something that we were being successful at.
Yeah.
Overall, though, you've got to be disappointed with the entire performance, really. There was a couple of gilt-head chances, but players not being further up the pitch. You put a good header in, and maybe in December and January, someone will be on the end of that.
Yeah.
But again, no one on the end of that. It's got to be disappointed. But the disjointedness of the team was something for all to see, really, in a very, very poor game of football.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I completely agree with everything you've said there. We was an absolute country mile off in the first half. We didn't have any width. We were poor on the ball. Not winning second balls. We weren't winning headers. It was a poor goal to give away as well. The lads just got out of the back post. We'll have a look at that again and work on that in training. There's something missing. The final third's been a bit of a problem for us over the last few weeks. Obviously, our December running, we were high flyers and top scorers in the division for them 4 or 5 games. So again, it's the same personnel. Whether it's in people's heads, I don't know, but we just seem to have lost a little bit of confidence, not just in ourselves but in each other as well. So it's something that we will work on. Like I say, we just had a big chat in there. Had a few concerns, and we'll go again Tuesday.
Kingy making his debut today.
Yeah.
Overall thoughts, because as we thought. Overall, he was certainly in the second half, came more and more into the game.
Yeah.
But what are your overall thoughts about that?
Yeah, in spells I thought he looks like a good player. It looks like he'll cause problems. I thought he was very good on the ball. Difficult one for him to come into there. Typical relegation battle. But yeah, overall, I thought he's had a good day. I thought Danny Rackie was good in the middle there as well. He's worked his socks off. There's a few half decent performances, but you can't get away with having a few half decent performances. You need 9 and 10. 9 and 10 players to be on the ball, and you can't have 9 and 10 players off the ball.
I mean, there's two things arising from this game and in recent weeks as well, and that's the goal scoring and the away form, which are both a concern. How do we go about addressing these areas?
We've literally just, for me, it starts to get in players' heads. They're not believing we can go away from home and win games. They're not believing we can go and score goals. But like I keep saying, it's the same personnel that's gone and scored 10 or 12 goals in a month. So it's there. Maybe we just need a little bit of luck, but we've just got to graft. Now we know we're cemented into a relegation battle. I never looked at the playoffs or anything daft like that when we was winning games. It was never something that I'd focused on. It was keeping this club in this division, and that's what we'll continue to try to do.
Well, we are now in 18th position, which obviously is just there or thereabouts, and with the teams with a few games in hand.
Yeah.
But I want to just focus on you as a manager coming into the club, been here as a player for a long time. Just to give the idea to supporters, how difficult is it when there is absolutely no budget whatsoever for you to be able to go out and look at players? There's not many managers that will come in to a football club and be not be able to spend a single penny. So how difficult is it to try and A, get hold of a player for nothing that can score your goals, and secondly, bring in players on a month loan and get them to gel, knowing full well that they're going to probably be gone within a month? How hard is that? Because, I mean, not many managers have to come in and deal with that, do they?
No, it is difficult, of course it is, and you get to this stage of the season and you're looking at lads maybe in a league or two below. If they've got 20 or 25 goals, then they're getting stuck on contracts, and we just don't have the funds to pay people out of contracts at the minute. So yeah, it is difficult. That's why we've had to look for loan signings. So we're hoping he'll come in, and Jeff will come in and get a few goals. I haven't scored for a good couple of games now. Not a worry. It's I've done that a million times before. So we've just got to stick together as a unit, unite again as one, and we've just got to keep working hard. And hopefully our luck changes a little bit, and we've got to start scoring more goals.